Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
In our last section of this, you know, we started with my mom, obviously we went to Scott, and now we're going to have three Fit Fan members come up and join us, because they're going to ask me one question, and we're going to open up to my lovely lady in green that's trying to take mom in. Come on. I'm going to start with you, Canada. Yeah, I got you. And just state your name so people at home
okay.
Know you can have seats.
I'm Jen Halter. Hey, Jen. From just outside of
Give
D.C.
Give it up for Jen, y'all!
So, my question to you is, and I'm gonna address everybody too. You have helped me so much with just honing in for the last year. Really transforming myself mentally, because I know that's been something that's held me back. For a really long time. You know, I'm 42, looking fine, by
yes,
the way.
Yes, you are. I was about to say, 42, come all the way through. Who else is 42? I'm 41, I'm not there yet.
So, but you look good, too.
Thank
just
you,
So, my weight has been something I've struggled with since I was about 4 years old. I found out last year that I had been molested around that time. A lot of, you know, my mom did a lot of the, we didn't really know, you know, but here, something happened to you, I don't know what it is, I'm just going to try to, you know, comfort you with food and stuff like that. I'm good, thank you. I don't care, if it rolls, it's fine. So, but thank you. So anyway, my weight has been something I've struggled with for a really, really long time. And last year I put the focus on just conquering my mind, you know? I have so much to live for. You know, I have a beautiful daughter who's getting ready to turn 8, and, you know, I just found that that drive, you know, like, there was a time in my life that I thought, why am I even here, you know? And what am I living for? And then I look and I'm like, but wait a minute. Look at what I can do, you know? So I'm like, I'm just gonna push myself. I'm gonna try this, and 60 pounds down so far.
And how do you feel?
I feel amazing, I feel right. Amazing. And I tell you, the thing that makes me feel the most amazing is the fact that I found it in myself to put myself first and not feel bad about it. And so for the last year, you know, I've really found that consistency. So my question, I know this is long-winded, yes. However, it all ties in, and thank you so much for everybody who's like supporting me on this. I am now at a point in my journey where I mean, I feel like I'm stuck in the middle, right? So when I look at the workouts, and I love you, this was actually my year of Sean, but I'm sorry, we're gonna break up for just a little bit.
So I hope it's 100 days.
It's gonna be for 100 hey. Days.
You know what I mean? I gotta come back to people, you know, to hold me over 100 days, you know what I mean?
So I'll be back, you know, later in the year for you, but,
Damn, I'm glad we ain't dating.
Sorry, Scott. But, well, the thing about that is, when I first tried that program with at one of our Super Saturday events, and I was like, oh, hell no.
Which part? The trans
woman? Morning Meltdown.
Oh.
I'm in Jericho Cave. She's doing the lightning bolts, and I'm standing there, and I'm like, I'm just gonna jog in place because I'm not gonna do that. So watching the sample workout, I was still on the fence. I'm like, I'm not gonna do that. What I loved about that program, or I love about that program, is there are options. There's one modifier, and then if you need to take it down a little bit more, you take it down a little bit more, and you make it work for you. And that's something that, after I did that sample workout, I was like, I could do what Jericho was doing. I did what that one did. I did what that one did. And I finished it, and it was not a problem, because for me, I've gotten to the point, I don't quit anymore. You know, like, I can do your program. I have, like, 4 days left on the summer hybrid with you, and I'm not happy about that last day. Just letting you know, I'm not happy. I'm gonna do it, I'll tag you in it, all right? But, so anyway, my question is, I'm at this point where I feel that I'm in the middle. I've overcome so much mentally, which was the biggest part for me. And physically, I'm still continuing to grow and get stronger and do more, and I don't let anything stop me. You know what I mean? Like, and this happens to me a lot. This actually happened to me today at your workout. This happens to me every time I go to a Super Saturday event and we do the big workouts. People come up to me almost in total shock, like, oh my God, you just did that workout. Oh my God, you could do that. Why couldn't I do that? You know what I mean? So I find myself in that middle ground where I know what I'm capable of. I know that I don't have to worry about how people label me, and I don't have to worry about what they think, but I still do. You know, like my people who follow me, I tell them all the time, hey, I know you can't, you know, it's a struggle for you. You might be 400 pounds right now, and maybe the only thing you can do is get up and march in place. Or maybe, hey, you know what? Got some hip-hop abs for you. That's gonna be perfect, right?
I just wanna hear your question because I wanna be able to answer it.
Right.
Did you finish the question or no?
No, so I guess my question is,
I just wanna make sure.
No. So how, I feel like I now have another barrier to overcome.
Which is?
It's almost like proving myself to others.
To who?
See, I feel like I've proven myself to me.
Right, okay, that's what I thought. And guess what? It ain't about them.
Yeah.
It's not about them. Listen, here's the thing that, I don't know if this is gonna make you feel better, but it's true. People do that to me every day. Oh, you can do that? Yeah, bitch. I can do that. Right? And the other thing is, it's not your problem. Right? That's another thing. And then here's the other thing. I think a lot of times, and I think Shaloon talked about this, how when you lose weight and people are like, oh my God, you look good now. And people are like, oh my gosh, like, that's so annoying. And it is. But as the receiver of that, or as the receiver of you being from somebody like, oh my God, you can do that, I need you guys to look at the intention behind why that person said it. Right? That's not meaning to be like, oh, why is it because, you know, I'm bigger? No. What was their intention? Number one, you don't know. Number two, most of the time, the intention, I learned this from my father-in-law, most of the time, the intentions, like the way you receive the intention is the answer. So you have to change the way you receive the intention of that person. Because if you were to say, well, what's your intention? Then it becomes this, right? So, now, I used to be like that with Scott. He's like, oh my God, you look so good. My first and my insecurity is be like, well, he's just telling me that because I don't look good. But I had to change my intention. I'm like, no, he's telling me that because I'm fine as hell, right? So now, if someone, when these people come up to you at a workout and they're like, oh my God, you can do that? You're like, yeah, let's take a selfie because I'm putting you on my you can do that wall. Right? Right? Like, and so change the mindset of, oh, I received a compliment from this person saying these 10 people came up to me, or get somebody else to take the picture. You know what I mean? And I hope as you are going, wherever you are in your weight loss journey, I hope that they're thinner than you. Ish.
Because I want you to be like, yeah, I can do that, can you? And that's how you answer the post. This is my can you do that, my can you do that post today. And when someone asks you that, be like, oh my God, you can do that? Be like, yeah, can you? And take a selfie, change the intention. But I'm saying like, and I want you all, if you lose weight and you see somebody a couple months later, yes, it's annoying. Like, oh, why you didn't think I looked good before? Look, maybe they didn't think so, but they think you look good now. Right? They had to get the confidence from somewhere. Now, if they were like, yeah, you look good, then, you know, they're probably being sassy. But if someone comes up to you and they're like, oh my God, you look so good, you haven't seen them, and you, the problem is you know you couldn't do it before. You know the struggle you went through to lose weight. So your reperception of their compliment is the baggage from your journey. Release the baggage. And let me tell you something, and I'm telling you this, and I hope to God you believe me, but I was waiting outside to come in here because the cameras had to get ready or whatever. And I saw, like, imagine as you were in a white car. She stepped out of the car. I saw the flow of that dress. This is why I'm really mad at Scott, because I checked you out too. You stepped out, and I was like, damn, she is fine as hell. Like, you know what I mean? I didn't say you're fine as hell for any other reason than I felt like the confidence of when you just stepped that foot out the car. I said, come all the way through. I thought she was going to have some red bottoms on, right? But I want you to change the perception. Change the perception, right? These people are giving you a compliment. Now, it's okay if you feel a little insecure that day. It's totally fine. But you can also, yo, can you take a selfie with me? Because that made me feel really good, right? Document the process and turn it into a positive thing.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
And you're awesome.
My question is, when you wake up in the morning, you and Scott, when Scott was up here, I was thinking, when you guys wake up in the morning and you're, I'm not feeling it. Mm-hmm. I got a little chip on my shoulder, I'm a little angry. What do you do to push through that?
The first thing we do, no matter what. So right now, this is so fun. Oh my God, I gotta say this in the right way. Right now, if it was the Big Brother thing and you looked, like, I sleep on the couch a lot because we haven't changed the mattress yet. It's not because I don't love him. But, so usually, like, you know, we always give each other a kiss before we go to bed. I like traveling because we sleep in the same bed. Usually the beds are really comfortable. Or we'll sleep in another room in our house so we can sleep together. But anyway, the first thing that we do, no matter if we have a chip on our shoulder or not, there's one thing that we do every single morning. Before we walk in to get the boys, we give each other a kiss. We come first. And so whether you have a chip on your shoulder or not, or whether you're mad or not, we connect first. That's it. And I can tell you what it does. For me, it breaks the tension. It just breaks the tension in the relationship. And more importantly, it breaks the tension within your soul, within yourself. It's easy to stay in a tornado. It's very easy to be mad and negative. How many times have someone started talking about somebody and then it went from you to you and then now six people are talking about somebody like, yeah, girl, you know what I mean? Not girl, sometimes boy too. But
You know, it's easy to get stuck in a tornado of negativity.
Sure.
It's really hard to break it. If you're in a group of friends and people are being negative and they're gossiping, I promise you, if you're the first one to be like, hey, can we just stop talking about death, you're going to get a couple evil looks. Because it's so much easier to stay in there. And that's what happens in your own brain. It's so much easier for you to have that chip on your shoulder.
Sure.
So I think the first thing you should do, Trish, you're the one. I think that you have it. Like, connect with that. You have something else to say?
Well, it's just, I some days you're, I'm angry.
Okay.
And I just can't seem to push through it.
Okay, this is what you do. Trisha, I'm so angry today. Like, I just don't know what to do with it. Because guess what? If you're acting out that energy.
And I am, it's horrible.
Right. You're bringing her into this.
Sure, and I feel
right?
that.
And why does she deserve that?
She doesn't.
Right. But if you tell her, this is how I'm feeling, like, this is not about you. I'm going to preface this. Like, I feel some kind of way today. It's not about you. This is how I'm feeling. Give her a kiss and walk away and go live your best life. The other thing you want to do, if you ever feel negative, if you feel really bad, especially with the chip on your shoulder, think about it. You've been inside of a house or wherever you are for 8 hours, probably minimum, or you got home at 6 or 7 o'clock that night and you're now at 6 a.m. or 7 a.m. You've been in the house for 12 hours. Sometimes just walking outside, walking around the block, putting on your headphones, changing your location. If Scott and I get in an argument, change the location. Like, if we drive to Smashburger, yes, we go to Smashburger. it kind of just immediately, like, breaks up that thing. Like, and that's why we think date nights are important. We know that we need them because you can get really stuck, right?
Sure.
But work on yourself first. Make sure your spouse knows this is what you're going through. And for you, you have to say, you know, it's okay. Like you can go through that. And I don't want to be your punching bag, but I definitely can be your a board for you to like
sure.
let this stuff out.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes. Thank you.
And you guys are the closest to my dad. Trisha, you call me if you start acting up.
I'll call you.
I'll drag you about that. Thank you.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Relationship privation. Relationship privation. All right, last but not least, Portia. Come on up. She's gonna hate that I say this, but today is Portia's birthday. And she told me a really interesting story. I'm gonna share it, and you can ask your question. She told me that she was at the chiropractor and. You know, she saw the tickets posted for this, and she just could. She said, I just want to go. I want to be a part of this. And then she realized later that this was on her birthday, and so she didn't even see the date. She was just like, I'm going. So, happy birthday.
Hey, thanks. Hey.
All right. And your question.
Ah, shit. Okay.
And I love that she cursed.
Okay, cool. So, let me think about how to say this.
Don't think. Just talk.
Okay, so my husband, okay, just loves everything about me, which is so great. But he, I am not comfortable in the bedroom. I could tell everybody else that, like, you know, you need to do X, Y, and Z or whatnot. But, like, when it comes to, like, me, I'm like, what? No, what? Like,
this is gross. Like, I'll look at it. I'll look at myself and be like, I can't do this. Or, like, I put it in a different perspective. But if I have some, you know, alcohol, I'm like, oh, yeah, I look good. But, like, but I can't get out of that mindset, you know. And he's just like, oh, you know, like, he could tell me all these things. And I'm like, oh, you're just saying it because you love me. You know what I mean? Like, but I don't know how to convey that. Like, how do I believe that? You know what I mean? Like, yeah. What? You know what I'm saying? Do you get me?
Absolutely.
Okay. Oh, I can't explain it anymore. Amen.
Here's a great way to finish this.
Fuck.
All right, so here's my first question. When's the last time you did feel sexy?
Well, no, that's the worst part. Like, this whole getting pregnant is this very uncomfortable. Like, I'm like, no, like, I can't.
Wait, but let's talk about, when is the last time you felt sexy?
That's a great question. I'd say like maybe once before like I got pregnant. Maybe the one. There's a one time, but it was because I had just you know like I had some wine.
Okay, that's the same part. So when you and your husband met.
Yeah.
Did you guys have a lot of sex in the beginning of your relationship?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Were you drunk every single time?
No, I was not. No.
Okay. So there was a dynamic switch.
Yeah.
There was a dynamic shift that happened, right?
Yeah.
So when did you become insecure?
Oh, heavy motherhood then.
Okay, now we're getting somewhere. Okay. So did you become insecure? How many children do you have?
Just three.
Okay. So you became pretty much insecure after your first child.
Yeah, like you're just, you know, you could blame it on the hormones. You could say, oh, it's just, you know, it's X, Y, and Z. But no, it's not. Like, I know what my problem is. It's all within myself. But I can't address right. it.
Okay.
You know?
I'm not a woman.
It's cool. No, it's fine.
Oh, okay.
I'm not.
No, I mean, I think this is serious because I think a lot of times, you know, sex in a relationship is an extremely touchy subject. I know people that have been married that probably haven't had sex in a year and a half, and it's just like an unspoken thing. It just is. We say cool, but it's just a hard thing to talk about. Because I'm tired. But let's say a month. Some people go a month. I don't. But I'm lucky, right? I'm lucky that Scott and my chemistry goes there. But a lot of times why the separation of sex comes because you start to put yourself in a box around sex. You feel like because you have sex with the person you love, you have to look a certain way, right? You feel, not you yep. per se, but you have to look a certain way. The situation has to be this. They have to wine me and dine me. No, they don't. No, they don't. Yeah. We start to put ourselves in a box of what sex needs to be like, but really you have to redefine what it is as your body redefines and as your life redefines together. So, I'm gonna let you talk, but I have a challenge
cool.
for you.
Oh, shit.
Okay, here's the challenge. If you don't have kids or your kids are out of, every time your kids are out of the house and you're with your spouse, walk around naked. The problem with the world, oh, she looked over there like, what did she say? I saw that face. Here's the problem. We're just not used to seeing ourselves naked. We didn't see ourselves change because we constantly put on clothes to cover up. And we put on the girdles, and we put on the belts to like switch it. But I don't think there's anything wrong with you being naked in your own house with you and your spouse in there, right? Get used to each other in that form, and then you will be getting used to just, some people are like, oh, hell no. And I know, I get it, I get it. You probably are not going to do it, but check it out.
Do it.
The problem is, when we're not used to something, it's fearful. So once you get used to being like, okay, this is me, it's really hard at first, right? It's super hard. He would be happy if it
was. Oh no, he does, and he's like, oh, look at me. I'm like, put your clothes on. Right, like,
exactly.
What the fuck are you doing?
Exactly. The first thing is, put your clothes on.
Yeah, like, I just
why?
Do it. I don't know. I
why?
Don't know.
No, listen. Why? Why do I have to put my clothes on? Why? If it's me and you, the kids aren't around, right? They
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Why?
I don't know. Maybe I just portray myself like.
Alright, start with this. Take a shower with him.
That's fine.
Okay, so why is taking a shower with him fine, but being like, I'm out in the shower and I'm actually gonna watch TV like this? Why is that not fine? But here's the thing. Who can do that if they're in the house by themselves? Who can around naked freely and feel good in your house by yourself? Who can? Honest, who can? Right? And that's totally fine too. But even if, you know, we get out the shower, we put on a robe, we dry ourselves off, and we keep the towel around ourselves. It's your body. Okay, I got 30 pounds of this, I got 50 pounds of this, I don't like the way I look. But guess what? Look at it. Be like, okay, cool, like we're here together. If I need to lose it, let's make a change by looking at what it is that's going to help me change. Not let's look at about what I don't want. Too late to not want it because you got it. Okay? So let it help you. Let it help you. Every day is day one. Every day is day one. So when you get home, I don't want no videos or pictures. But when you get home, the first thing you do is take a shower with your husband. That's easy, right? We can take a shower.
That's not the end, yeah.
Okay, cool, cool, cool. The next step, take a shower, dry off when the kids are in bed. Walk to the bed with no clothes on. It's fine to shower, but I gotta walk, right? That's all I want you to do.
I mean, like behind closed doors, I think that's maybe part of it. You know, like your shower, you're like, oh, hey, I'm in a little world, you know? I don't fucking know. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm just making excuses.
I'm giving you the idea. You're making excuses.
Yeah,
sure am. Now, listen.
No, I own it.
Listen, I'm going to finish with this for you. You just have to embrace who you are. Motherhood, listen, Scott knows this. I'm like, If you're super ripped and you're super thin, great. Cool. If you got some extra weight on you, good. Me personally, and Scott knows this, for me, it's not about size. It's about the confidence you have with that size, right? I told Scott, I was like, yo, if you gain 30 pounds, like, I'm still here for all of it.
Yeah.
But don't beat yourself up in the process. And if you do, you look in the mirror and say, you are what's going to help me go to the next level. And then the last thing I'll say, this is going to be a whole other podcast. Guys, stop trying to lose weight. Stop trying to lose weight. Because the minute you try to lose weight, then you now have to make a decision of what's going to help numbers come off. Instead of making a decision of what's going to help you feel good. And so when I go back to my anxiety that we were talking about earlier, I said, what is going to make me feel good? Because I literally was looking at my bowel movements every single time and analyzing it. And so I'm chasing what I don't want. Instead of saying, okay, put things into your body that's going to make you feel good. And the minute I did that and I let go, I like had the best boobs ever. But that's what I want you to do with your weight loss. Lose the weight. Not lose the weight. Lose the weight. And gain the feeling. Put things in your body that's going to make you feel good. And you're going to worry about the weight. You're gonna walk with confidence, you're not gonna be bloated, you're not gonna wake up the next day like, I can't believe I didn't eat that. When I have Donut Fridays, I enjoy Donut Fridays. I'm not like, oh my god, I had a donut today. Ask them, I ain't like, I need to work out extra today because I had a donut. I'd be like, shit, is it any less? I don't do that to myself, okay? So just eat what makes you feel good. Walk, take a shower, walk to the bed, put on the robe. Take a shower, walk to the bed, get in the bed under the covers and be like, let's get under. Turn out the lights if you have to. Connect to the feeling of your body before you feel like you didn't accept looking at it or him looking at it. Connect to the feeling.
I feel you.
Okay? Everybody here connect to the feeling. When you get home, when you get to your hotel room tonight, or you find a moment in this journal that we have, just write down your struggles and then look at it and be like, how can I turn this into good? Because everyone in here, you are that snowflake. You do have your own personal journey. You are like no one else. And chase the feeling and lose the weight. And thank you guys for coming so much. Thank you. Of course, and thank you for making this to me.
You're welcome.
Everyone, thank you so much. and I hope you all, I think the thing that made me feel really good, I said to Alex as we were coming in and we were ready, I was like, wow, like, it's like one of the first large crowds that I was like, everybody just has this amazing energy and you want to be here, and I really appreciate that. I really appreciate your openness to focus. I really appreciate your openness to my struggles, because I am open to your struggles. I'm open. It's fine. No, it's not fine that you feel bad, right? No, that's not fine. But it's fine to be able to share. It's fine to be you. It's fine to go through the journey. But as you go through the journey, just believe, just like I have to do. And I'll update you guys in my therapy for my anxiety. So as you know, I'm constantly learning. Again, thank you to our server, Kombucha, Dry Farm Wine, and Power Up. And thank you to my Safe Space members for coming today. I do want to give a special shout out to Carl Deichler. You know, I'm here at Summit and I'm able to do this event. And, you know, he really supports me. He knows that I really support the business. If you look at my Instagram for the last week, I'm like, this is Beachbody. I want people to be excited about Beachbody. The videos that I've been posting, I'm trying to push people to Beachbody on demand. And here's what I can promise you. If, and I hope when, I do another program for Beachbody, this program is going to be about helping you be a coach. Yeah. It's going to push you outside of your comfort zone to actually be a coach. My next program, if I get the program that I want, I don't care about your before and after picture. I want you to motivate and inspire people to be a coach. So if and when that program comes out, trust and believe your business is going to blossom. It's going to blossom. It's going to blossom because you will be able to trust and believe in the people that you are motivating. Coach Summit 2019, trust and believe.